So let's continue in Siman Reish Samach Gimel with respect to the halachas of men lighting candles and the chiyuv and what involvement they should have in Erev Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Samach Gimel Siv Beis, Echad ha'anashim ve'echad ha'anashim, both men and women are chayavim lehios bevateim ner dalek b'Shabbos, that they're chayav to make sure there's a candle lit in their house. So last week my wife was in Eretz Yisrael for Shabbos, so it's normally of course she lights, but last week I was home with my kids. So she went to visit my older daughter with another daughter of mine, and so I had to light the candles. The halacha says, we'll see if there's another daughter in the house who's above 12, she should perhaps light over the man. But I didn't have any bas mitzvah girls home. They were all out of town. So I lit, there's a chiyuv for men. So then the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Gimel, I'm skipping the end of Siv Bei, but Siv Gimel, Hanashim Muzharos Bo Yoser, women are more obligated, or the chi of some sort is more in them. Mipnei mitsuyos babayis, they're found in the house more often. Ve'oskos b'tzarche bayis, and it's incumbent upon them to do the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Ner Shabbos is on the bayis, and the women, the ones running the household, so the chi is on them primarily. So that's why women light as opposed to the men. But the chi is both in men and women, but in terms of the ma'isa, the women do the ma'isa. So look at the Mishabura Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Hanashim Muzharas, the women are more obligated in the mitzvah, or the ones more careful to do this. V'yafilu im yirta ba'al halik ba'atzma, let's say the man wants light on his own anyways. Ha'isha kodemis, the woman takes priority here. Im lo sheyesh harbe neiros yachal hugam kein lahalik, if there are a lot of candles, if he truly insists on lighting, so he can light a couple of them, but she certainly should light. If she had just given birth, the husband should light and say the bracha, and they explain because she may not be able to get out of bed, she's recovering. If she's a nida, that doesn't change anything, and she certainly should continue to light and say the bracha. Then if you look at Sivkat and Yud Beis, there's another reason, says the Mishnah Berurah, why women light as opposed to men. Mipneisha kibsa neiro shel olam, that they extinguish the fire of the world. Shegarma misal adam harishon, they're the ones who caused the initial chet ha'adam, and therefore they have to relight the candle for this. There's a lot to say in that topic. Lighting the havdalah candles after Shabbos connects to this as well, but they don't light it. But just stam, there's a lot of inyanim erev Shabbos and matzah Shabbos legabe the eitz hadas. So then he writes mikol makom, even though the men don't light, tov shehaish Yisakein haneros. It's preferable that the men prepare the candles, prepare the oil, they put everything together. That is the common practice. So we'll get to that point in just a second to elaborate. But they bring down here in the dirshu on the side that if a woman isn't home or she's not able to light, so then Rav Yashu says the banos habayis hagadolos, the bas mitzvah girls, should be the ones who are lighting. That would be the case had one of my daughters had been home, and since none of them are home, so then it's a chiv on the man to do the lighting. So now they bring down, the Pesukei Truma brings down from another number of the sources, it brings down from the Chazon Ish and others, that nowadays where the Mishnah Berurah said that the men should be preparing the candles, in addition to setting up the candelabras and putting the candles in, it's also in to light the candles, the wicks first, because you light it and you extinguish it, it actually makes it easier to light afterwards. Now they point out, al pi Kabbalah, a person should not blow out a candle. You shouldn't make the sound of blowing out a candle. It leads to some malachim. There, some malachim. The Rav Avadya talks about this a lot. When you say those, that sound of blowing out, it's not a good thing. So we try to avoid it. You could either go like that, or you could use your fingers if you're so brave, or other ways of extinguishing them, but not to blow out. That's brought al pi Kabbalah. So that was the inint of the men set it up, and they should light the candles and put out the fire. Now that being said, the Chazon Ish said no need to do that bizman hazeh, because actually when you light the candles and extinguish it, it makes it harder to light nowadays. That's the types of candles we have, you could test out, but that's what the Chazon Ish felt. And they bring down, therefore there's really no need to do that, but the husband should at least set up the candles if he can. But then they bring down a pi Kabbalah, the Arizal says he should at least do the candles, he should light and extinguish a pi Kabbalah, but not all of them. So the different practices, I don't do that. I just set up the candles. Now I've been getting lazy. I've been pointing, we like to give the children some chores to do once in a while. So my son does it. He likes to do it. So I polish the candelabra when it gets bad. So every few weeks I'll polish it. But he likes to set up the candles. So they shlichus, he says it. But it's that's close enough, I hope. So now one other point here. They bring down from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal HaTanya, He says, so the men's involvement in the halakha, so there's a practice. I know growing up, my father did this, and I do this a lot in my house as well, to make sure all the lights in the other rooms are on. This way, he also has mishtatef in the mitzvah. Even though the wife is lighting the candles, but to ensure that the Shabbos clocks are done right, that they're turning on, the lights in the bathroom are on, the lights in the bathroom are off. And being in charge of that, the Shulchan Aruch Rav suggests, is the way the husband can be involved in mitzvahs halakas there as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.